Very good morning, everyone. Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, where we get together with various health professionals around our Q92 listening area. And it is the first Wednesday of the month already. Hard to believe that time went by in a hurry. And we've got Madison Healthcare Services. That's the slot reserved for them. First Wednesday of the month. And we have Andy Thole with us again today, marketing director and a guest. How are you doing, Andy?
I am good, Maynard. I do have a guest with me today. I am happy to introduce our newest nurse practitioner who is joining us in the clinic, and she will actually be joining us in the hospital too. She will, this is Jenna Carls. She is joining us now, and we will see her in the clinic. You're going to see her in the emergency room a couple nights a week. She's going to be rounding in the hospital. So we just wanted to take a minute here to kind of introduce her. She has been at the clinic now for about 3 weeks, so she's jumping right in and starting to see patients, and now it's time to introduce her to everybody.
Sounds good. Well, I had an opportunity to learn a bit about her at Kiwanis the other day when she gave a program there, so maybe we can just have Jenna give a little background on herself, and you're not a stranger to the area by any means.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Jenna Carls. I am a nurse practitioner. I have been practicing for about 4 years. I grew up in Ortonville and now live in Milbank with my family. I started in healthcare pretty young. At age 16, I knew healthcare is what I wanted to do. And from there, I went and got my EMT and then did my LPN and RN and then my nurse practitioner, and it has been really great.
Okay, and how long have you been on the job now here, did you say?
I have been a nurse practitioner for 4 years, and I have been with Madison just about 3 weeks now.
Okay. What are some of the parts of the profession you enjoy most?
I really enjoy creating long-term relationships with patients, and it is fun to see different members of a family and have that long-term relationship where we can build trust and work on people's health goals. I find that very rewarding.
You know, one thing you said was kind of a challenge out in a rural area. People expect you to know a little bit about everything. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of the part of rural medicine, is you're a jack of all trades but a master of none. So always learning. Even at home in the evenings, you can find me reading medical literature. Just never stop learning.
It's kind of hard to keep up with things as fast as they change, I would imagine.
Yeah, things are always changing, and my email inbox is always full of the newest stuff. I'm always trying to stay up to date and offer my patients the most current guidance.
So let's talk a little bit about what are some of the areas you'd like to focus on.
Yeah, that's the fun part about being in family medicine, is that you can see people of all ages, and I don't necessarily have one specific population I like the most, kind of like how you can't have one favorite child, but I have experience with all different ages, from newborns to being a school nurse and then working in long-term care for 10 years. So I really have a soft spot for the elderly with that history, but I really do enjoy seeing patients of all ages.
And one thing you talked about at Kiwanis a little bit was you're working with people with disabilities. Talk about that.
Yeah, I have a personal interest in helping care for those with disabilities because my son is disabled, and so you really view life through a different lens when going through that. So I always try to take the extra time and see what kind of supports I can offer patients and what resources are around.
Okay. Andy, anything else you can think of we want to bring up today?
Well, today is Wednesday, and tonight is Rock the Block in Madison, so we want to make sure that everyone comes out to Rock the Block tonight, and we're going to be down there. Madison Healthcare Services is going to have our kids zone again, so we've got bubbles, and we've got chalk, and we've got all kinds of fun family time down there, so bring everyone down. Come see us on Main Street. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
Going to have Jenna down there partying too? Or
I think you're in town tomorrow.
Good about it.
Yeah.
All right, no, it's always a good time.
And, yeah, it is.
If anybody has any questions about healthcare in Madison, how can they get a hold of you? And how can they, if they want to talk to meet Jenna or talk to more about her, how can they do
that? If you're looking for any information from us, or if you'd like to set an appointment time, you can give us a call at 320-598-7551. The clinic is open Monday through Saturday, so we do have those Saturday appointments available, and also on a walk-in basis for Saturday morning. And then we're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 o'clock. and then Saturday from 9 to noon.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Jenna, appreciate you coming in and making our listeners a little more familiar with you there. And we encourage everybody to get up there and stop by and say hello when they're up in the neighborhood, right?
Thanks for having me.
And Andy, always good to have you on.
It's always fun.
All right. We'll see you at the party.
Sounds good.
That's our Wellness Wednesday for today here on Q92.